about me. I looked out the window. The streets were full of snow. I ran a little late for work, but I realized I got to go. Ran a little past due. Lord, I don't know what to do, but I lift my hand. For my children,
for my children too.
Long as I got shoes,
put on my feet,
ooh,
for my children too.
Yeah,
everything's gonna be alright.
Everything's
gonna be alright.
Let me just keep it real with you. When my money got
something that carried us through a difficult time in our history. My grandmother used to listen to her music on those big 78 records. She was an icon to us. Joshua, find your place. I want you to close your eyes and just imagine as if Mahalia Jackson was in this house tonight. Give him a great big God bless you. He's going to bless your soul.
I rose this morning. I rose this morning. I rose.
down with it.
I want to thank God for my brother.
Yes, sir.
I come and thank God. I come and thank him. I want to thank God.
I believe I see my father.
What are you doing?
Oh, I believe I see my mother.
Oh, I believe I see my mother.
Oh, I believe I see my mother. What is she doing? What you say, boy?
No, she got to be tried.
One more time. Say it one for the Father.
I know she got to be tried.
Say it one time for the Son.
She got to be tried.
One more time for the Holy Ghost.
She got to be tried.
Put them all together, let me do one.
Wait a minute. Look for y'all. Oh, look at the people.
What they doing? John said, I looked and saw a number. In that number I saw 144,000. Then he looked again. He saw a great number. In that number was no man.
Well, there was a number.
And I heard John say, look at that. Look at the people.
Oh, look at the people.
Look for y'all.
What they doing? What you say?
Oh, one more time.
They got to be tried.
Do you believe that?
Yeah. Now, Tony, since you and Hamilton want to play, y'all play and make it real sweet. Y'all give my hand. This is my friend tonight. This is my friend tonight. This is my new brother. Listen, I need for y'all to do me a favor tonight. I'm going to turn him loose tonight, okay? I need you to look at your neighbor square dead in the face. I need you to ask them this question in here tonight. Ask them this question. Sit.
Where would I be? Where would I be? Where would I be? Where would I be? Where would I be?
Where would I be?
Where would I be?
If it wasn't for the Lord,
where would I be?
That was on my time.
Where would I be?
Somebody wave your hand.
Where would I be?
And try to walk in.
Where would I be?
Can you think about
where would I be?
Where would you be tonight?
Where would I be?
Listen, listen. Would you do me a favor?
Where would I be?
Yeah. Will y'all do me a favor?
Where would I be?
Will y'all do me a favor?
Where would I be?
Would y'all do me a favor?
Where would I be?
Grab your neighbor.
Where would I be?
Come on, we in church, it's all right. Grab somebody.
Where would I be?
Grab somebody.
Where would I be?
Grab somebody.
Where would I be?
Look at them and say, hey neighbor.
Where would I be?
Y'all ain't talking, tell them, hey neighbor.
Where would I be?
Y'all ain't talking, shout, hey neighbor.
Where would I be?
I don't still don't hear you. Hey neighbor.
Where would I be?
Where would I be?
Where would I be?
If it wasn't for,
where would I be?
If it wasn't for,
where would I be?
Come on, man. If it wasn't for this,
where would I be?
I once would it all.
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 No, ain't talking. I once would it all.
I once would it all.
In the world of sin.
I once would it all.
But Christ said,
I once would it all.
Yeah. It took me.
I once would it all.
The road of destruction.
I want, I want.
could he devote? Such a lonely world, as I thought he. How many of you remember this old song?
Churches started in a lowly existence. As a matter of fact, we started with camp meetings where we had to steal away to praise the Lord. And the first instrument we got in the church was not the organ nor the piano, but some brother got a drum, and he joined in with us.
As land and the my Savior please, as the my
church, I used to steal away around the corner to a little sanctified church. Anybody here know anything about sanctified church? And you know what? Over there, they believed in using all the instruments. They weren't quite as dignified as the Baptists and the Methodists. They believed in making a joyful noise. To the sanctified church, we had the drums. Wait a minute, just wait now. Let me get it together. I say when we got there, we had the drums. And some brother went home and got his horn. And he began to blow it.
Thank you.
part of it. Since I met him, he keeps me.
Trying.
Oh,
it will get better. work it is. I promise it's gonna get better. Listen, no,
oh,
listen.
Don't you worry and don't you fret.
Leaving with you, I know you see me. stand on his word. Say,
I know the Lord will provide all of my needs.
Cause he's Jehovah Jireh. Say,
I know the Lord will make a way for me.
He's a way maker, miracle worker.
In the room, things start to change, things start to happen. What we plan, we don't care anymore. But Jesus is in the room, and whatever you need, if you need healing, if you need freedom, if you need deliverance, Jesus is in the room.
Hey.
He's in the room. Whatever you need, it's in the room. It's in the room. Whatever. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is healing, there is freedom, there's deliverance,
wherever
He is, there's a testimony about to happen, wherever He is. There's a testimony about to happen. Wherever He is, there's a testimony about to happen.
Get ready, get ready, get ready.
It's like I'm running in the rain, but it's already been won for me. Man, I just wanna celebrate. When there was 99, you found me 100. You know me better than I know myself. When I'm running on empty, I know that you got me, yeah.
Have mercy,
Jesus.
Have mercy. say, my, my. Good morning to you. We are live from the NL5 Radio Gospel Network, your number one quartet and contemporary Christian station in the world. I'm your host, the Anointed One, again, always my pleasure. On a wonderful Sunday morning, it's April the 23rd, that's 2023. And once again, giving God all the praise, the glory, and the honor on this Sunday morning. And somebody said, I'm already giving God praise. I praised him when I woke up this morning because he gave me breath to breathe. Look, we are so honored to bring to you the very best in gospel music around the world, the old, the new, and it's all just for you. Coming to you live from Studios 1 and 2, Raleigh, North Carolina, and DeKalb, Georgia. And you can join us right here 7 days a week, Mondays through Sundays, from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Simply going to our website at nfiradio.com. That's nfiradio.com. And you can listen in to some of the very best in gospel music right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. Is 25 minutes after the hour of 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time as we continually worship and give God all the praise, the glory, and the honor. You know, I can't get enough of talking about Jesus. I don't know about you, but when I go to bed at night, He's on my mind. When I get up in the morning, he's on my mind. And when I'm moving about in today's society, he's on my mind. When I answer the phone call, somehow his name comes up. When I get in the conversation with somebody, he's on my mind. Somebody said, is he on your mind this morning? Oh, my mind. If he's not on your mind, well, I advise you to get to know him. And then you have that personal relationship with him. And look, I know some of you have a personal relationship with your spouse or your husband or your wife, and you say, I have a personal relationship with my children. But you can't have a personal relationship like you do with Jesus with anyone else. And that's so good about knowing who he is, because somebody said, oh, taste and see, oh, my goodness, that the Lord thou God is good. Now, look, I don't care how much love you have for others, but nobody can love you like Jesus. Can I get a witness this morning? All right. Look, coming up this morning, he's back again on this Sunday morning. He's going to be back with us, and he's coming forth live. I'm not talking about a pre-recorded. I'm talking about live this morning. Ladies and gentlemen, you don't want to miss this Sunday morning at 10 a.m. He's going to be coming forth with the word of God, and I know God has been dealing with him to come forth with a rhema word. I'm not talking about a word that's coming forth from last week or yesterday. I'm talking about a word, a right now word. So at 10 o'clock this morning, if you want to hear a right now word, then you need to tune in this morning at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm speaking of Pastor Cecil Wilson of the True Community Church out of Silas City, North Carolina. Now, somebody said, where is Silas City? Silas City is in the center of North Carolina, believe it or not. And many of you are very familiar with Aunt B. You remember Goma Powell? Do you remember Mayberry? You remember that, right? Mayberry and, that's the sheriff. Remember the sheriff, the Andy Griffin show? Okay, well, that's where they are located, right in Silas City. That's where it came from, Silas City, and we are so honored to have him there. And if you haven't had a chance to go to Silas City and see the home that Aunt B lived in for years, then you need to go by and check it out. It's downtown, and I mean it's an outstanding home and has elevators in the home. Look, I mean huge home. I don't forget how many bedrooms it has, but you'll be so surprised to go by there and take a look and take some pictures, you know, and tell somebody, look, I went by Aunt B house, huh? And don't forget to mention to them, look, this is where Pastor Cecil Wilson is located there in Silas City. All right. Well, he's a busy man doing a lot of things there in Silas City and doing a lot in the community as well as out of Silas City. So we are so grateful to have a man of God to come forth this morning, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Don't forget to have your Bible ready and pencil and paper to take these notes, because look, I don't know, every Sunday it seems like it gets higher and higher. The Lord is just continually taking him higher and higher. And in these last days and time, brothers and sisters, we need the Lord. Now look, I'm going to get back with more gospel music, but I want to extend an invitation to you to join us. Now, many of you have heard me speak about it earlier this week. We started Friday, and we started a prayer-thon concerning our young youth. There are so many young men and women are being murdered and shot, and they haven't even gotten to the age of 22, some of them. And we are hearing so many incidents of young men at the age of 16, 17 years of age taking someone else's life. Somebody's taking their life, and they never get a chance to really see what life is all about. So that let us know that the enemy, the adversary, the devil is busy seeking whom he may devour. And brothers and sisters, regardless of your creed or color of your skin, a bullet does not have a name on it. So we need to come together in prayer. So the Lord had been dealing with me, and I just kept asking God, what direction you want to go? He said, it's time now for us as a church, because we are the church. And he said, it's time for us to speak to our brothers and sisters that's in Christ, and let's come together in prayer, not regardless of their creed or color of what denomination they are, as long as they know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. He said it's time to pray for the young people. So we started it Friday, and we're going to be doing it for 30 days. So we started Friday actually at 12 o'clock noon. So every day at 12 noon to those 30 days are up, and we started Friday. So Friday was 30 days, and yesterday was 29, so today will be 28 days. So we're going to be on the countdown and going to be praying, and we want you to join in with us in prayer for 28 days remaining at 12 noon. If you're not going to pray but 5 minutes, if you're going to pray 15 minutes, if you're going to pray 30 minutes, if you're going to pray an hour, all of it works together for the good of them that love the Lord. And we want you to pray with us. And somebody said, I know how to get a prayer through. Well, prayer warriors, we are extending our invitation to you to join in with us. And we're not concerned about what church you are affiliated with. And if I got to ask my pastor if I can pray with them. Look, we all about winning souls for the glory of God. And if your pastor won't let you pray with us concerning about winning souls for the kingdom and the glory of God, then I would like to speak with your pastor, because I would love to have a question to ask him. Who are you serving? Because as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. All right, well, you heard enough of that from me. And once again, we want to thank you so much for catching the way, your number one quartet and contemporary Christian station in the world. Don't forget that we're on the countdown, 28 days remaining, 12 noon each day. Join in with us, and let's pray for our youth, those that are out there where the enemy is trying to take out before they get to an age where they can truly find out what life is all about. We need prayer. We can't allow the government to train them up. We can't allow the teachers to train them up. We need to train them ourselves if we have children in our home. That's what the word of God let us know. Train up a child in the way he should go, and then when he get old, he won't depart from the word of God. And that's what we need today. We don't need to get them involved with other organizations such as gangs and get involved with someone else that they're looking at as a mentor, and they're not even applying their life themselves as a mentor. They are doing the opposite, and that is they allow the enemy to take them. So we need to ask you to join in with us, and men and of God, we ask you to speak to these young men. You see them out there? Give them a word of encouragement to let them know that Jesus is alive and there is another side better than the side they're on. And that side they're on is not about living. It's about destruction. So, God, we ask you to pray for them and pray for us as we go forward in the countdown of the prayer-thon, that God will come in the midst of these young men, and we are going to rebuke. We're going to declare that God's word is going to stand. We ain't giving the enemy no way that he can take these young men out. Not like that, huh? If you know how to get a prayer through, we got to bind, decree, and declare the name of Jesus that every stronghold will be broken and setting the captives free and undoing the heavy burdens. And a lot of young men's out there burdened today because they didn't have a father in their life. The father left when they were young, and they are so frustrated and they are so confused that they are joining in with anyone to make them feel like they have a family in their life. But brothers and sisters, men of God, we can make a change in their life. That's why we got to deny ourselves and begin to reach out towards them and give them a word of encouragement each and every day as we build the kingdom for the glory of God. We'll be right back with more gospel music. You're listening to the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. This is Apostle Barbara Watson coming to you from Lewisburg, North Carolina, Christian Life Church of God, Inc. Along with
Esther Gladys Smith, we invite you to join us on Tuesdays from 9:30 to 10 o'clock a.m. and on Thursdays from 1 o'clock to 1:30 p.m. where we teach the Word of God and we enjoy the Word of God. Join us.
Catch the way.
I want to go back to an old James Cleveland song that fits the mighty clouds tonight. Out of all our traveling, all of the things we've been through, we're still not tired. Fellas, y'all help me sing just a little bit of this one.
Minutes before the top of the hour, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, here from the studios, Raleigh, North Carolina, Indy Cab, Georgia, Studios 1 and 2. That's the late, great Joe Lagan and the Mighty Clouds of Joy. I don't feel no ways tired. And if you woke up this morning, you tired. Well, look, somebody said, look, just call on the Holy Spirit, huh? Said, Holy Spirit, look, I need a wake-up call, huh? And when you get that wake-up call, look, tell him to give you some strength, and he shall renew your strength in the time when you need it. And believe it or not, huh, he may not come when you want him, but he's always on time. I don't feel no ways tired. As a matter of fact, it seems like the older I get, the younger I feel. But somebody said, look, the spirit can't go with the body, huh? The body is, you know how that is. You buy an old car, and that car that you have, you can keep it as long as you can. But if you have it out, have it outside and it sits in the cold weather and the rain comes on it and the snow falls on it and the dampness, it starts to rust. And that's the same way our bodies is. As we move forward each and every day in life, we have to ask God to give us strength. And as we receive that strength, we just got to know that the spirit can't go with the flesh. It's not going to work. But we can bind, decree, and ask God to just continually bless us as he always do, because God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. But I don't know about you this morning, but I am excited about what God's doing. And every time, believe it or not, when God starts blessing, the devil starts messing, huh? He always do, because, see, he don't want you to receive what God has in store for you. He even tapped and peeped into you when you was in your mother's womb. But see, the enemy don't want you to know that he's trying to tap into your future. But somebody said it's too late, because, look, Jesus paid the price of Calvary's cross. All right, well, we are winding down and getting close to the top of the hour, 10 a.m. this morning. The awesome preacher, teacher, man of God, he's been with us for a period of time now. I'm speaking of Pastor Wilson. I speak of his name enough because of all of the things that he's involved in around the community there in Silas City. Many of the people look at Pastor Wilson and remind me of the way they looked at Jesus. And they was talking about Jesus and said, are you the carpenter's son? So they still wanted to look at him just like, in the flesh. But see, they didn't look at him as he was in the spirit. And see, when you understand what a person has with them and an anointing that they carry in their life, you don't look at their past. You look at the present and seeing what God is doing with them. And if you get on board, then you can be blessed also. So many of you have already got on board with Pastor Wilson, and there's so many things that he wants to do. But guess what? Pastor Wilson can't do it by itself. And those of you in Silas City, he needs your support. And, when you support him, then he can also do a lot of things with you. So, join in and let him be a blessing to you. And when you join in and let him be a blessing to you, then he can do more things in the community. So don't forget now, he needs your support. So keep praying for him. And guess what? The Lord is going to bless you. All right. Well, we are moving forward here on this wonderful Sunday, and it's April the 23rd, 2023. We are right at about 10 minutes to the top of the hour. Thank you again so much for catching the wave. You're listening to the NFI Radio Gospel Network. I got a new one for you. This is the sounds of Gregory Porter. You heard it first here from the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
I try to run, I grow weary. I try to walk, and I grow faint. Oh, I long to soar on the wings like an eagle. You lift me high up out of the fire, out of the flames. I lost the fear when you give me meaning again. I'm singing revival, revival, revival song.
Revival.
I'm singing revival,
revival,
revival, revival song.
Revival.
I try to find you. Lost my way, walk in the darkness in search of day. I'll follow your footsteps to the gates of the sun.
hallelujah, hallelujah. I shall wear a crown. I don't know. You're going to wear a crown, huh? All right. Well, look, I pray that you do. And, oh, my, somebody's blessed this morning. And I thank you so much for joining us. All right, he's ready to come forward, standing by live this morning. He's back again, and we are so honored to have him a part of this NFI Radio Gospel Network, and he's back. I'm speaking of Pastor Cecil Wilson of the True Community Church out of Silas City, North Carolina. Good morning, Pastor Wilson, and welcome back.
Well, good morning to you. Amen. God be the glory. Amen. Shall wear a crown someday. Amen. Are you putting on your crown? Amen. Are you sending up some timber every day? Are you getting it right up there? You working on a building now. This building is not made with hands, but it will be eternal in the heavens. Somebody ought to tell God thank you. Amen. For another day's journey. I don't know about you, but I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. The devil is not going to steal this joy. Tell him right now, not today. Not today. Amen. Amen. This is the day that the Lord have made. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. Well, good morning to you. Amen. To the NFI gospel listeners all over the world. Amen. Over 101,000 listeners. Amen. 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 Not just 100,000, but it's over that. The number just growing. And that's just those that are tuning in through the internet. Amen. I didn't count those that are joining in through other means and devices. Amen. Good morning, True Community Church. Amen. Those are near and far. We continue to keep all of you, wherever you are, lifted up in prayer. Amen. In season and out of season, we are going to the bat for you. We up on the battlefield. Amen. Somebody need to join us. Somebody need to shout out, Lord, here am I. Send me. Send me too. Amen. We need some more soldiers up on the field. Is there another one? Amen. Shall Jesus bear this cross alone and all the world go free? There is a cross for everyone. Yes, there is one for you and me. Amen. Go with me today to Psalm 51. Amen. Psalm 51. Psalm 51 and the 10th verse. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, God Almighty, we thank you now for your grace and your mercy. We come now in the name of your Son, Jesus the Christ, the Savior of the world. We thank you for another day's journey. Lord, we call and we invoke your Holy Spirit. Lord, be with us and come and anoint. Hallelujah. Touch. Hallelujah. Lead and guide this service. Speak, Lord, the word that you will have for your people to hear today. Speak, Lord. Somebody need to hear a word from the Lord. Lord, here am I. I'm the vessel, Lord. Hide me behind the cross. Holy Spirit, go in front of me. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah for your touch. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Somebody right now is listening. Need a touch from the Lord. Lord, touch their mind, body, and their soul. Lord, lift them up. Raise them up off that bed of affliction. Somebody need to do something that you thought you could not do before. Lift your arms if you couldn't do it before. Lift it right now. Right in your bed. Move your legs right now in the name of Jesus. Turn your feet and your ankles from left to right. Just do it right now in the name of Jesus. Whatever is holding you down, see yourself moving. See yourself getting up out of that bed. See yourself walking. See it right now. You can move in your spirit. Hallelujah. Right now. Do it now. Build up your faith. Hallelujah. Build up your faith right now. Faith without works is dead. Move right now. Put your foot on the floor. Amen. Just put your foot on the floor and just sit up in your bed with your feet on the floor. Do it right now. I'm looking at you now. God is showing me you right now. If you would just try it. Try Jesus. Hallelujah. Stop listening to everything else. Try Jesus. He's the one that created you. He knows exactly how to get that body to move and to get back. Say I'm healed. Say I'm whole right now in the name of Jesus. Say I'm the head. Say I'm the head. Hallelujah. I am victorious. Shout it out right now. I am victorious. I have the victory in Christ Jesus. Do it right now. Hallelujah. I see yourself. Hallelujah. Being whole right now in the name of Jesus. Do it. God is doing it. He wants to move, but he needs you to speak it. He needs you to use your faith. He needs for you to declare it. He needs for you, Adam, I gave you dominion over everything. I need for you to speak it. Adam, I need for you to do like you did in the Garden of Eden. I need for you, I told you, I gave you the authority to name everything. And I need for you right now. I never taken that back away. I restored it back to you at the cross of Jesus. Hallelujah. Now speak it right now. Name it. Name and claim what it is you want. You want healing? Name it. Name it how you want it. You want that new house? Name it exactly how you want it. How many bedrooms, the color? Name the color of your car. Name it right now. Name it right now. Who you want as your mate? Name it right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for being in this place. Hallelujah. Move by your power wherever they are. Convict, touch, heal, and deliver in Jesus' name. Somebody ought to be shouting right now. Hallelujah. Somebody ought to be shouting right now. Hallelujah. Somebody ought to shout right now the joy that I have. Hallelujah. Shout it. Shout it out. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Wonderful Savior. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I'm praying for you. I'm praying for preachers. Amen. In the name of Jesus. The enemy is trying to destroy ministers, is trying to destroy prayer warriors. We're covering you, covering all of you under the precious blood of Jesus. You are covered from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. Build a fence all around them, Lord, every day. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Somebody say, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Say it one more time. Amen. Psalm 51 and 10. Psalm 51 and 10. Psalm 51 and 10. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Put in me, someone says, put in me a changed heart. Amen. I want to use from that passage of Scripture, very familiar verse, create in me a clean heart or put in me a changed heart. And I'm going to use for a topic, for a subject, a changed heart, a change of heart. Sometimes we need a change of heart. You're going in the wrong direction, you need to change your heart, a change of heart. Amen. What is a change? Well, the definition says a move to a different opinion or attitude. Sound like it's something that sound like the heart is working with the mind. So it's a move to a different opinion or a different attitude, a reversal, a turnaround, a U-turn, going in another direction. Sometimes you're going down the interstate or going down the highway and the sign said detour, and you have to change your course of action. So what it takes to have a change of heart, you have to be open and excited now to explore new things. That's the problem with a lot of people. They don't want to explore new things. And some want to, but they're not excited about doing it. Stay with me now. When someone has a change of heart, their attitude towards something changes. There really is a turnaround or a denial of the past. So you need to deny that past that's hindering you, that's holding you down, that was a bad past. A denial of the past or what happened and embrace what is to come. Tell God thank you. Paul, the Apostle Paul, he said, brothers and sisters, I count not myself to have apprehended or have taken hold of it. But this one thing, somebody say this one thing, this one thing. I'm forgetting the things which are behind me. And I'm reaching out. You got to reach out for your salvation. Reach out for your deliverance. Reach out for it right now. Reach out for your breakthrough. Apostle Paul said, I'm reaching forth for the things which are before me. Amen. And you know, change is rarely easy. Sometimes your life takes an unexpected turn. And God calls you to something new. You leave what is familiar. You have to get rid of those familiar spirits and trust God for a new chapter in your life. And when God doesn't move when you should, and when God doesn't move you physically to a new place physically, He will move your heart. Even while you are still physically at the same place you are. And eventually, because your heart has been changed, you will also begin to change physically. And it can be in stages, just like your stages of life. Listen to it now. The scripture says, when I was a child, I spoke as a child. But when I became grown, I put away childish things. That's a problem. Some of you still acting like a child. You got children raising children, and you got the mother and the daughter hanging out in the same place, wearing the same clothes, got the same look, and they talking the same talk. Sitting up, that's right, posting and hanging out on the same social media. But when I became grown, I put away childish things. The scripture says, put away the immature way of responding to life. Put away weakness. Took on boldness with meekness. And you'll soon be going from strength to strength. Hallelujah. More to more, thank the Lord, and success to success. Hallelujah. You'll hear people start saying, she's getting stronger every day. I see a change in her now. I can see him now. Something is a little different about him now. I think something is changing. Hallelujah. And so therefore, don't give up. Hallelujah. And don't you give up on someone else, because God didn't give up on you, and your parents didn't give up on you. Grandma didn't give up on you. Granddaddy hung in there and stayed out there sweating to make a way for the family and said, don't you give up. Regardless of the circumstances, regardless of the prognosis that you may have been given, regardless of what it looked like or even feel like right now, you can change your heart. Oh, if you change your heart, you can change your situation. If you change your mind, you can change that situation. The Bible said, as a man thinketh, so is he. Change from being sick to being healed. That's right. The Bible said, let the sick say, I'm healed. Say it right now. Say it regardless of what the prognosis, regardless what the diagnosis, regardless of what you feel and look like, say, I'm healed. And mean it. Speak it now with the faith. Apply the blood of Jesus on your own self right now. Let the weak say, I'm strong. And let the poor say, I'm rich. And I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Stay with me now. I can hear the psalmist say, I've been young and now I'm old. Yet I've never seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed begging bread. Oh, for God's people or the followers of Jesus are those who believe in and accept Jesus as Lord. You won't see it. You won't see anything God forsaken you. You will never see God forsaken us, even when it looks like he has. Oh, stay with me now. Perhaps you're facing a future you had not planned on. You really don't know what's lying ahead. some things will have to change. And the more than ever you feel you too need to meet with God. That's right. The more you feel you need to change, the closer it looks like you're going to have to do something, then that's the more you're going to need to have a meeting with God. Oh, are you dealing with a major change? Now, are you dealing with something? Are you at the crossroads of life trying to figure out which way to go? There's a four-way stop sign there, and you trying to figure out what to do. Oh, you have some uncertainties about your future. Well, then you need to slow it down and have a meeting with God. He'll show you how he wants you to change your heart. Oh, God told Ezekiel and said, I would give you a new heart and a new spirit. I would put me within you, and I will remove that stony heart from your flesh. That's a problem a lot of people have. And yes, it's evident in church people. They still walking around with a stony heart. Won't forgive anybody, but yet want to be forgiven. Want to judge everybody, but don't want anyone to judge them. Won't be the head, but don't want no one else to be. And so if you want to change your heart, you're going to have to, number one, start with prayer and ask God for a softer heart. Now, listen now to me now. A softer heart is meekness, and meekness is not weakness. That's right. A relationship with God softens your heart. So now we see, number two, we would need to have a relationship with God. Oh, we can to the Father through the Son. Somebody said, Jesus is my Lord. And number three, you need to understand now why your heart is even hardened in the first place. Visit that and deal with that hardened, stony heart. What happened? Who hurt you? And now deal with it. Because God created you, he said that before your mother even knew you, I had plans for you, and it was good not to harm you and for you to prosper. So right there, go back to that place. Rewind and go back to that place. Edit everything else out. That's right. And start right there where God said, I created you and I knew you before your mother knew you. In other words, you were a spirit. And I chose you to get here on earth through a mortal, a physical body, before your mother even knew you. And now I got you here on earth. Don't let nobody turn you around, especially people who did not create you. So who created you? Not any of these people walking on earth. So don't you give your spirit into them. And don't let them control your soul. So you got to understand now why your heart has been hardened. And number four, see the harm of hardening your heart. You're hurting your soul. You're messing with your soul by keeping your heart hardened or keeping that stony heart. And them people done gone on and they still working on the Nate's trick that they're going to try to play on you and somebody else, and you still sitting there with your heart hardened. And so you're going to have to ask God for forgiveness for a hardened heart. Create in me a clean heart, O Lord, and renew the right spirit, the Holy Spirit. Put the Holy Spirit back in me. Give me the right spirit I was a spirit before I came here. Give it back to me. Oh, you're going to have some prayer. Changes things. Prayer changes us by making us closer to God and knowing him even better. Stay with me now. The Holy Spirit guides us through prayer. That's right. Holy Spirit will give you the words to pray. Hallelujah. And not only will he give you the words to pray, he will speak for you. All you got to do is have a willing mind and an open heart. You got to have an open heart and a willing mind. The Bible tells us that Jesus assured us that after his resurrection, the Holy Spirit will be with us forever, and that the Holy Spirit is all around us to give us wisdom and knowing God. See, a lot of folks heard about God, Too many church folks, they talk about God in church, they sing about God, but do they really know God? I used to hear the old folks say everybody talking about heaven ain't going, and I thought that was just a slogan or something they just say around church. But the more I live, the more I realize I don't know, and I don't have a heaven and hell to put anyone. But unless somebody changed their heart, it looks like everybody that's talking it might not be going, especially when it looks like they're not even on the right road to even get there. You can't leave here and expect to be in New York and you're headed towards Florida. You can't expect to be in California and you're headed towards the East Coast. You can't expect to be over in another country and you are headed across seas way in another direction. You're going to have, first of all, get on the right road. You're going to have a change, a U-turn, a turn around. You're going to have to change your heart. But, well, preacher, I can change anytime I get ready. That's the problem with people with an addiction. They think they can change themselves. They think, oh, man, I can change any time I get ready. As soon as I put my mind to it, I change. I can change. I can stop doing this. Well, man, why don't you? Why don't you then? Prove it. Just change just to show us right now. Even if you go back to it the next hour or two, change. Come on, change. Show us that you can change. Do it for 7 days. Do it right now. Can you change yourself? Really change yourself for the good permanently? No, you can't. But God can. Somebody said God can. Oh, we see, we say things like, well, I'm going to turn over a new leaf. You said that. I said it. I know I can do it. I'm going to get my life together. Just give me a little time. Notice the problem is we say, I am. And we saying, I will do it. Guess what? We can't do it on our own. Well, can you change another person's heart? Well, if you can't change your own, how in the world you think you can change someone else's heart? Too many of you are going in relationships with people with a goal of, if you can go in a relationship with them, get them to marry you, you can change them. Who do you think you are? And you can change them. You can change them. You just need to be able to get some kind of papers on it to say now you can change them. But can you change another part of heart? No, you can't. But God can. Somebody shout again. God can. Oh, Solomon, he wrote. He said, we know that only God has the power to change the heart of men. We can only bring them water, but it's up to them to drink it. The old farmers used to be around the country store, and they had a saying, said you can take a horse, you can take the horse to the water, but you can't make him drink. If he don't want to drink, he won't open his mouth, you can't pour it down his throat. And some people are like that. You can't change them, you can't do anything with them, because they won't change in their heart. God has a way down of getting our attention. He has a way of getting everyone's attention. He has a way of changing our heart. For example, I was told of a man, true story of a man who smoked for years, and he smoked those old strong cigarettes of his time. He went to the hospital, not for that, but for some stomach issue. And he was placed in a room with a man who had been smoking so long, they had already removed his vocal cords and a whole lot of parts all around his throat and put a hole in his throat for him to breathe out of. The man that was there with the stomach issue on the other bed, who also had been smoking and still was doing it, watched that man put a cigarette in the hole and smoked it out of that hole. And you know, that's all it took, I was told, that's all it took for this man with the stomach problem who had been smoking too a long time, that's all it took for him to stop smoking. When he saw that condition and he saw how that addiction had that man such a stronghold on that the man sitting there, they done put a hole in his throat, and he's still sticking a cigarette in it, still couldn't control stopping himself because he couldn't change his heart. Oh, and this man here, once he saw that, his son said, the man stopped cold turkey from smoking and lived to be 93 years old. Don't tell me God can change your heart. He's got a way of getting your attention. The man had a change of heart. Oh, I'm reminded now of a song that said, change my heart, oh God, and make it ever true. Change my heart, oh God, and may I be like you. You are the potter, and I am the clay. Mold me and make me, and this is what I pray. Oh, folks, this morning, change, oh God, change me, God. Somebody ought to shout it out. Watch me through and through. Change me so I can worship you. You know, some of us are looking for a better job. Some of us are looking for a stable relationship. Somebody's looking for some love. Somebody needs some better transportation. And more than enough to provide and enjoy the good things in life and things that life have to offer. Somebody's looking for a better way of living. And some would like to just have peace in the valley. And in order to get any of these things, there has to be a change. Oh, and it's not others that we should always concentrate on for a change. Stay with me now. Look within ourselves, and we'll see some things about our own selves that is due for a change. Your check engine light is on. Did you not notice it? Meaning that you are due for an oil change. That's right. That's right. Get that old oil out and put in the right spirit. Well, what's the new kind of oil? What's the right oil I need in? Take out that old and put in the Holy Spirit. That's the new oil. That's right. Church folk, you've been in church for years and you think you don't need to change. Still backstabbing. Still selfish. Still talking about each other. Still you rather do without if it looks like it's going to benefit someone. And now, that's a bad spirit. When you get to the point that God wants to benefit you, he wants to bless you, but at the same time, he's going to bless somebody else close to you, or somebody you know, or your neighbor, somebody down the street, could be your family member. And sometimes, in order for you to get your blessing, it'll have to come through that other person. And you rather not even have it if it's got to come through certain people. Now, that's a bad spirit. Oh, you need to change your oil. Somebody need to be shouting out. You need to go to God in prayer. You need to take your heart to the altar. Hallelujah. You're going to need a change. And I'm telling you, people are just like that. You're a prime candidate for the enemy to use you to do his evilness. That's right. And you have allowed the enemy, and you have just opened a door for the all kind of things that are not going to be in your favor. You need Jesus to come into your heart. Oh, you need the one who Jesus said, I got to leave you, but I'm not going to leave you without an advocate. I'm going to talk to my Father, and he's going to send you a comforter. It's the Holy Spirit. Somebody say, Holy Spirit, come into me right now. Holy Spirit, you're welcome here. Holy Spirit, you're welcome in this place. Too many times we waste some of our best years dealing with bad situations on our own. We deal with it far too long, and it takes us almost a lifetime to get back to the place where God wants us to be. Too many times you're using your best years, because you wouldn't change your heart. Oh, God will fight your battles. He said, I'll fight your battles if you be still. Well, what did that mean? That means get out of the way. He'll make your enemy your footstool, He said, I'll make you the head and not the tail. He said, I'll turn your darkness into light, and I'll turn your midnight into day. Oh, God can turn your sorrow into joy. And all you got to do now is yell out to him. Somebody ought to cry out to Almighty God, create in me a clean heart and renew the right spirit within me. Look at our text now and we draw our conclusion. Psalm 51 and 10 says, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. And do not cast me from your presence, nor take your Holy Spirit from me. The 12th verse says, restore to me. That means you once had it. Restore to me the joy of your salvation. And grant me, that's right, I decree it, that's right. God is going to decree it and declare it on you. Sign the contract, he's going to grant you. You are asking him to grant me a willing spirit to sustain and hold me. Oh, go on and say, then I will teach transgressors my ways so that sinners will turn back to you, O Lord. Deliver me from the guilt of bloodshed, O God, you who are God, my Savior, and my tongue will sing of your righteousness. Open my lips now, Lord, and my mouth will declare your praise. Somebody tell him thank you. Somebody ought to open your lips, open your mouth, and give nothing but thanksgiving and praise. Tell him thank you. Thank you for what he's already done. Thank him now in advance for what he's about to do. Mama used to set us down, and when we get ready to eat, she said, now I want to thank you for the food that we're about to eat. Holler, thanking them in advance. Have mercy upon me, O Lord, according to thy loving kindness, according to the multitude of thy tender mercies. Blot out, blot out, blot it out. Don't just erase it, blot it out. Blot out my transgression. I can't see it no more. Blot it out, blot it out. It's not even visible to my so-called friends. Blot it out my transgressions so my enemies can't even see it. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. The psalmist said, oh, he's crying out, for I acknowledge my transgression. We got to acknowledge that we done wrong. That's right. And ask for forgiveness and then repent. What is repentance? Repentance means change, turn around. And then the psalmist said, and my sin, yes, is ever before me against thee. That's right. He's confessing against thee and thee only, Lord, have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight. Purge me. Uh-oh, watch out now. Somebody want to change their heart now. Purge me with hyssop. Purge me, Lord, with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me from my head to the sole of my feet. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Oh, Lord, oh, we got to go. But I'm reminded now of a song they used to sing down at the old time church, a song where the writer picked up this verse, hallelujah, picked up this Psalm 51 and put a pen to it and put some music and said, a change has come over me. He changed my life, and now I'm free. A wonderful change has come over me. Oh, he washed me. He washed away all my sins, and he made me whole. Yes, he washed me white as snow. He changed, somebody said change, my life complete, and now I sit at his feet. Somebody said change, oh, wonderful change. To do what must be done. I'll work until he comes. A wonderful change come over me. A wonderful change has come over me. Lord, you changed me. Somebody said change. You changed my life completely. Say change again. And now I sit. Oh, change. I'm so glad you changed me. Wonderful, a wonderful change has come all over me. You know, God spoke through the prophet Jeremiah. And he said, I would give them a heart to know me, for I am the Lord, and they will be my people, and I will be their God, for they will return to me with their whole heart. And do not be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Be transformed by the change of your heart. And so that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is his will is good and acceptable and perfect. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Put in me a changed heart. Is there one? Is there one right now, hallelujah, who need a changed heart? You've been following the world. You've been transformed to the world. The world is leading you. And that's right. And man got you to the point where you believe in a lie before you believe the truth. You are hung up on that TV. You're hung up on that certain channel. You won't get off it. And you know by now they are not telling you the truth, but you just won't give it up because you don't want to change your heart. Is there one right now? You need Jesus. I don't care if you've been in the church and you think you already saved and everything. And if you have fallen victim that you have got a stony heart and you have fallen victim that you don't love like you need to love, you have fallen victim the way you don't want anyone to have anything but you. You think God put a cat on 1,000 hills and all these riches just for you and you only to partake of it? How selfish of you. That is a form of pride. And the Bible says before the fall, if you go back and look, there was pride. And so I'm reaching out to you right now. Somebody need to say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be the Lord of my life. Be my Lord and Savior over my mind, body, and soul. I believe that you're the Son of God. I believe you died on the cross, and I believe you died, and you're coming back again to receive me unto yourself. And I now proclaim you, I accept you, I believe you as my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. If you've been in church all your life, might be an officer and all of that, but you're going to need to have Jesus to come into your heart. That may be your problem. Yeah, you spoke some words, but you never received Jesus in your heart. And when you receive Jesus in your heart, it opens up the door. The Holy Spirit comes within. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he told the disciples, he said, now that you've done that, stay here a few more days because now I want to give you some power. And if you stay right where you are in that spirit of salvation, in that spirit of believing and accepting Jesus, in that spirit of having Jesus in your heart, and if you'll call on him and ask for the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, the Holy Spirit will be activated and take you to another power, another level in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm praying now for someone. Whatever you're going through, take it to the Lord in prayer. Take it to the cross of Jesus now and leave it right there. Let me pray for you. Our Heavenly Father, God Almighty, there's somebody right now in need of prayer. They're standing at the crossroads of their life. Some now have given up and they have given in to what the enemy has said. Someone believing that the storm came from God. Didn't realize that the enemy rose up the storm in their life, just like he raises up storms in the weather now. Then, oh, Heavenly Father, help them to realize, Holy Spirit, that you said that you come, that they have you sending your son, Jesus, that they have the life, have it more abundant. You said now that you created them, and you have the plans are for good and not to harm them. So therefore, help them to realize that these things that come upon them is not you, because you wouldn't harm them. You won't go back on your word. You said your word shall not return to you void. And we're standing on your word that they will rebuke that enemy that's putting that sickness on them. They were already healed, already whole, and the enemy is trying to make them sick. Now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, if they will have the faith, Holy Spirit, convict them, touch, lead, give them the words of prayer. Hallelujah. Help them to build up the faith in the name of Jesus that they can walk. Hallelujah. Or blinded eyes can be opened. Hallelujah. People that thought they could not live again can live. Help them to realize that what you did for Lazarus, you can do it for them. Though they walk through the valley of a shadow of death, fear no evil. Why? Because the Spirit of God is with you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Creating them a clean heart, O Lord. And renew the right spirit, Holy Spirit, back within them. Hallelujah. I declare, I'm standing with the authority, and I'm praying that they will meet me at the altar of their heart. Hallelujah. Well, Lord God, I know you'll meet us there through your Son, Jesus, and your Holy Spirit will take the prayer, hallelujah, back to the Father. And you said that whatever we bind here on earth, you're bind in heaven. Whatever we loose, you will loose. Hallelujah. Letting us know that we have an authority. What we speak and what we think and what we have in our heart means a whole lot, because whatever we bind here in our heart, whatever we bind in our heart, what we bind in our spirit, whatever we loose now out in the atmosphere, you said you'll do it. And that we declare, we decree, we standing on your word. And we just going to give you the prayer and the real praise of thanksgiving right now. We call it done. We accept it done. Hallelujah. Everything we need. Hallelujah. We know that you've already given to it, and we're going to see the manifestation of it. Hallelujah. Doors that should be open, hallelujah. We know you're going to open, and doors that should be closed that mean us no good, we know you'll keep them closed. We're staying. Holy Spirit, lead and guide. In Jesus' name we pray. We thank you, Lord. Amen. 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 Somebody ought to be shouting this morning. There's a word from the Lord. It was especially for you. Receive it now in faith. Go to our website, truecommunitychurch.com, or write to us at Post Office Box 158, Siler City, North Carolina, and the zip code is 27344. I'm Pastor Cecil Wilson for True Community Church. Is somebody, and Jesus is Lord.
Pastor Wilson, powerful word this morning. We want to thank God for you for taking time out to share the word of God. And I believe that many of those that are listening this morning received that word, and definitely a rhema word. And we want to thank God for you. And all that you're doing, we want you to know that we appreciate you, we love you, and we thank you for reaching out to so many of those that's out there listening around the world. And we definitely want to take our hat off and commend you for the effort that you're doing, and just know that it's not in vain. And we thank God for you, Pastor Wilson.
Praise the Lord. To God be all the glory.
Yes, sir. I know it's a lot of preparation, and many of those that are listening this morning don't realize a man of God have to prepare himself and be in the right place and frame of mind to come forward, to bring forth a word like that, especially teaching God's word. And you are applying it so powerfully that people can relate to that. And sometimes people get into sharing forth the word, and people can't relate to it. But you explain it and you break it down that people can receive it. And did you just pick that up naturally when you first started, or did it fall in place later?
It was something that grew and would develop over time. And, you know, I talked to a lot of ministers, and, you know, sometimes we can overthink some things. And when I first started out, I was doing like what I was taught in the Bible school and classes and all, and how to prepare. And yes, I know all about preparing, you know, the messages and give 3 points. They said it should be at least 3 points and all of this kind of stuff like that. And then when I got away from that and just let the Holy Spirit lead and guide and let him speak through the vessel, then it, you know, I didn't have to stay up all night. And, you know, people are called and they'll say sometimes, well, I know it's Saturday night, you're up all night getting together. You know, sometimes right after this service, the Lord would give me another word for next week. Immediately after this, sometimes it's coming riding down the road on a Tuesday or Wednesday, and you keep in notes. And then sometimes you don't use that next Sunday. It may be 2 or 3 Sundays later. And sometimes you can stay up and it just, you don't know which way to go. For instance, this message today just came to me around about 7:15 this morning. And so from 7:15 this morning, from the time that I come on the air, and the Holy Spirit was speaking and I'm writing. He's speaking and I'm writing. And what you hear is what they deliver. And everything that is said was not in the notes. And that happens a lot of times. A lot of times I've been in churches preaching and may have 5 and 6 pages of outline and notes, and may not use but 1 page or 2 pages. I had a minister one time that was looking over my shoulder as I preached, and we got back in the pastor's study, and he said, I noticed you closed your notes, your book. You hadn't even never flipped your first page. What was that about? I said, because the Holy Spirit showed me an exit he wanted me to take. I had already been up there 15 minutes or so. And he said, that was enough for this audience right now. Say the rest of it for another time. So just because you prepared it doesn't necessarily mean you're going to deliver it all that one time. And, you know, ministers, you know, we know if we tell you everything this time, what we're going to tell you the next time, because you're always looking for something fresh. That's one problem that the body of Christ has. They want the word to be different all the time, but the word is already was written by God. It was inspired by the Holy Spirit, and it never his word did not return to void. It doesn't change. But for some reason, we want ministers to keep changing it, to make it more exciting. That's when you get in trouble, and that's why you got all these different definitions of what everything means. It should mean the same thing. Well, I don't care what church you go in. It should mean the same thing regardless of the denomination, because there's only one faith, because there's only one God, and there's only one baptism.
Hallelujah. I like what you just shared. It's powerful, and I can relate to what you said, the one step, two, three steps. I'm understanding definitely that, and as well as I, and what they call it is homiletics. Is that right?
That's the word. That's right. Homiletics. That's the word I'm trying to think of. Homiletics.
Yes, and I went through the same thing, and I can understand it. I can definitely relate to what you're saying, and because it keeps the Holy Spirit from moving the way God wants you to be used by Him if you continually stay in that homiletic state.
And then on the other hand, then you'll see sometimes some ministers, they'll get up and they're talking all over the place. And the only thing they've done is read the verse, read the scripture, but never get back to it. Why? Because they don't have any kind of outline, no kind of sense of direction. So sometimes you can overdo it on one hand and underdo it on the other. But the Holy Spirit will lead and guide you. And he will calm you down and help develop. There are some people who have been called to do this, and they haven't answered the call because they're thinking it's too much. And some of them haven't answered the call because they're trying to figure out how they can afford to pay to go to school in order to answer the call. That school doesn't have anything to do with answering your call. Listen to me now. When God called you, he equipped you. And don't let nobody fool you. You need to change your heart right now. Put your mind on Christ, not on the world, not on people, not on anyone else. And some of you got calling. There's a whole lot of calling, a whole lot of gifts. And you might not be called to preach the word and getting up and astounding in the pulpit, but you have been called to go out and witness. Some have been called to go out and do missionary work. And missionary work is not sitting in a certain corner of the church with a white dress on. And missionary work is going in the highways and the byways, going to some places that somebody else cannot go or will not go. That's mission work. All of us have been called to do that. And you know, because he told us all. He said to go everywhere and make disciples. And that's what we're trying to do at True Community Church. What we're trying to do is make some disciples. That's right. We are trying to preach it in a way. We are trying to preach it in a way that people can understand and they can go out and duplicate it and tell somebody else what does, said the Lord.
Pastor Wilson, we thank you for the wisdom that you are bringing forth every Sunday. As I said, I know it's not easy for you. I have one other question that, and you touched it just a few minutes ago about those that are called. And what I am experiencing my own self, I don't know if you are, there are a lot of brothers and sisters said they are called to preach. And once they receive their license or being ordained, they don't continue to move forward what they said they were called to do. They just still like they were before they were called. They got, you know, received everything, but they're still not going out and sharing the word of God. Is there a stronghold, or what is it that's causing them not to move forward? But if they're, are they just comfortable receiving license or being ordained and not going forward in God's word?
Some of it is they just wanted the title and want a license. That's some of it. And then they feel like now they can get up, and then when they go somewhere and they said all ministers sit over here or stand up, they can legally be in that number. And then there's some that won't go forward is because they are nervous about their calling. And like I said, God have already equipped them. They trying to drive with one foot on the gas pedal and one foot on the brake. Some people drive a car, an automobile, that way. You see them, the right foot with the gas and the left foot with the brakes, and they just back and forth. And release now and let God be God. He called you. He gonna be with you. He said, lo, I'm with you even to the end of the world. That's right. He will be with you. And then the other thing you hit on it is there's a stronghold. And see, what happens is the enemy peaks the whole car, and he'll see what the calling is, and he put a target on it. And so he'll mess with their mind. And that's why we got to pray for people's minds so much. You never hear so much going on, people having problems with their mind and mind health conditions and stuff. That's the enemy. He's trying to rob you of your knowledge. He's trying to rob you of your calling so you won't be able to even think of how to do it. That is a trick of the enemy, and we got to stop accepting things just as if it's some kind of natural condition. No, we're going to have to pull down and break that stronghold in people. The Bible said we're supposed to be our brothers and sisters keepers, and said if you see one that's in fault, that's not just talking about you see somebody done something wrong, but you see somebody is falling by the wayside. You see the enemy got a hold on someone. I don't care if it's in the pulpit or at the usher in the front door. Ye that are spiritual, you need to get together and go and restore and go in twos That's right. He always sent them out in twos. He sent them out in twos. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes,
the law enforcement, when they go out, they used to years ago ride two in one car. Now if each one got their own car, but they on the radio calling the other one for backup. Said, meet me at such a place. And the other one tell us, listen, you going in there. I am covering you while you go in there. And we got to get back to that. We got to get back. We got in the place where we got to wear these suits and got all these titles. And everybody wants to be an apostle and bishops. And now they want to be kings and everything under the sun, but nobody wants to do the work. The harvest is plenty, but the laborers, after all these people being called, laborers are still few because people don't want to do work because it's dirty. It's hard. Yes, yes, it can get hard. Yes, you got to burn the midnight out. And everybody that's been called to minister have not been called to be a pastor. And that's what you got to understand. That's a different calling because it takes a different person. You got to love people to be a pastor. And you got to be willing to put up with some people calling you all times, and you're going to have to put up with some things. And, yes, your feelings are going to get hurt, and, yes, you'll get down sometimes, but that's what your calling. It comes with the job, like the law enforcement. Yes, those some things you're going to have to go in some bad situation, but it comes with the job. And when you accept it, you accept everything that comes with it. But listen. We got the victory. We covered under precious blood of Jesus. And the Bible said, and the word of God says, if I am for you, God said, who can be against?
Amen. Amen. Pastor Wilson, so good, so good. And thank you. You know, we could go on, and I know those that are listening. Thank God for all of you. And Pastor Wilson, we're going to look for you for next Sunday. Next Sunday,
yes.
And I know you will have a word also for next Sunday, and want to remind those of them, next Sunday will be the last Sunday of this month. Is that right?
That's right. It's five Sundays in this month. And can I say this, Pastor? People have been listening to these sermons, and you know, a few Sundays back, I've mentioned that you've heard 150 to 300 sermons just from me alone. Imagine how many sermons they have heard, from all these other preachers in churches and on the TV and radios and everywhere. When are they going to change their heart? How much does it take in order to change your ways? I know we got to go, but God bless you and keep you. Continue to do what you're doing. Hallelujah. Amen. It is going out. And he said, go out and reach the world, and NFI Radio is doing exactly that.
Pastor Wilson, I want to thank you again. I might get in trouble, but I want all of those of you that is listening to this radio, and you are a man and woman of God, you are in North Carolina, I want you to vote for Mark Robertson. I'm bagging him up 100%, and I want you to vote for him because he's a man of God, and he's applying it in his life. That's Mark Robson. Pull him up. Get the information from him. And look, let's vote for these people that's standing up for the word of God. Thank you again, Pastor Wilson. Thank you so much.
Your grace and mercy brought me through. I'm living this moment because of you. I want to thank you and praise you. Mercy brought me through. Oh, Jesus.
moment. Because for you, I wanna thank you and praise you. A sinner like me to save the world. Salvation is free. There were times when I just didn't do right. Said